This show furnished by Red Pill Medical.
Truth, Medicine, and Politics was a sponsored show, and the views expressed on the show were solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily agree with or endorse.
Cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda
to give you the truth about medical and political controversies, this is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And I am back, and if you're just tuning in, you missed an hour. We started 8 now. We moved to 8 to 10 from 9 to 10 about a month ago, I think. So just remember next Saturday, we are already here at 8 o'clock, but... we already had on earlier Del Bigtree from the producer of the film Vaxxed, who's giving us an update on what's going on with that film and the movement that that film has really caused. And we're going to continue the discussion about vaccines. This is not just about children, but this is about legislation that's out there to mandate all adults getting vaccinated. Del Bigtree had said before he left a few minutes ago that... there is an agenda that by 2020 that the government wants 100% of the population to be vaccinated. So you know what that means. That means forced vaccinations. I don't see how there's any other way around that. Before we took a break, Greg Wyatt was discussing what happened to his two children. He was giving us the background. Greg Wyatt is an activist, and he has raised two severely vaccine-injured children. And Greg, you were going on about, you were finishing your point about how it took 7 years to even be have your case heard. So why don't you pick up where you left off with that?
Yeah, sure. It was, we filed in 2004 within a three-year period. 7 years later, waiting and waiting and waiting, we get the records back. And their decision was dismissed without hearing, just like the other 4,800 cases, and it was devastating. I always thought that we'd get some compensation for what the government, the CDC, the vaccine companies colluded together to do this evil, diabolical, Luciferian move on humanity here in the United States. Today, my son is 18 years old. He is at the level of a three-year-old. He is forever sealed as a toddler. It took us almost 16 years to get him to mature 1 year. He's going to require 24-hour-a-day care 7 days a week for the rest of his life at a cost of $3 to $5 million. It is my belief that this whole vaccine scheme is nothing more than an economic stimulus for our economy. And I'm not saying that lightly. The medical field in the United States has become one of the most corrupt entities that I have ever witnessed in my 60 years of living in this world, and I'm not mincing these words. The CDC is giving themselves police powers to forcibly vaccinate not just young children, not just teenagers, but also all the way into adulthood, which is going to create massive sickness and death, and create a never-ending stream of income for the medical community. There is no profit in making people well, maintaining their health. There is huge money in population control, eugenical population control, behind this whole Luciferian scheme. It's my belief that the global governments of this world, the global government, has taken over every continent in the United States and replaced them with shadow governments that now control not only our bodies, but also our minds through the media.
And Greg,
in 1986, many people don't know this, the vaccine companies went to Congress because they were getting sued left and right because of these defective vaccines. And they lobbied Congress successfully and actually gave themselves immunity from lawsuits. The only product in the United States that has no repercussion, no liability for killing, wounding, and maiming are the vaccine industries. That says it all. Most people are totally unaware of it.
Right. And Greg, so let me give I want to give our other guests a chance to talk also.
Absolutely.
But very powerful things that you're saying. You've lived it. I want to bring on Dr. Paul Thomas and Dr. Horwitz. I know you're holding. Please give me a few minutes.
No problem.
I want to bring Dr. Thomas. Just let me introduce him. Dr. Paul Thomas has written a book with Dr. Jennifer Margulis, who's been a guest on this show. And the book is called The Vaccine-Friendly Plan. And Dr. Thomas, this is the first time I'm speaking with you, but based on what I've read about you, you seem to be a very amazing physician. I know you're a Dartmouth graduate, MD graduate, the adoption of 11 children, or 7 of the 11 that you've raised. So you are clearly triple board certified, clearly a great person. You've been listening to this. I know you've been on the line. In your book, I know our guests probably have not read your book, but in your book, you talk about ways that maybe vaccines can be used safely. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about that and what you feel so far about what you've heard tonight?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Greg. First, I just have to say to Greg, who is on just before me, your story breaks my heart. I mean, your son, Weston, I have seen that way too many times. And in fact, I was at some of those conferences early on in the late 1990s, early 2000s, when Andrew Wakefield was sharing his information. I was, very interested in why we were seeing this rise of autism. And by the way, it's not just autism. It's, ADD, ADHD, all the autoimmune disorders and things I will just call glitches in my practice. It's hard to find a normal kid anymore. But your story that you shared of Weston regressing after age 12 months after he got his MMR is just happening way too often. So I started seeing that really on the rise, especially in the 2000s. And in November of 2007, I walked into what was supposed to be a well 2-year-old visit, and across from me was a little fellow I'll call Jack, and he was in a stroller facing me, his head going back and forth, and he was totally disconnected from the world. And I had seen him at 12 months. My nurse practitioner had seen him at 18 months. He had been coming along normal, and he was gone, nonverbal autistic to this day. And he's now in his early teens. That was the last straw for me, because Jack was the fourth kid in 4 years in my practice alone. Now, at that time in my practice, I was getting about 100 babies a year. So I was seeing one severe case of autism out of 100 back at that time. We now know the rates perhaps as high as 1 in 45. But it was just like, I knew too much. I'd learned about the Mercury. Evidence of Harm was a great book by David Kirby. And then, of course, we had made the same mistake with aluminum that we made with mercury. So we started adding more and more vaccines to the schedule. And one of the big tragedies, I think, was in the early 2000s, as the mercury was phased out of the vaccines, they moved the hepatitis B vaccine from teenagers where it belonged to giving it to all newborns in America. So parents don't know this, but when they sign into a hospital to have a baby, they're giving permission for all the routine care, which typically includes the hepatitis B vaccine, a vitamin K shot, and eye ointment. That hepatitis B vaccine has 250 micrograms of aluminum. The adult daily max is 50. You're injecting 10 times the safe or, you know, maximum dose that should be safe. I don't think there's any safe dose. And we start wondering why we're seeing more and more problems. So when I started my new practice, Integrative Pediatrics in Portland, Oregon, I took 1,000 patients with me who wanted to follow, and we've grown to over 13,000 patients. I got an institutional review board approval to look retrospectively at my data, because one of the things I did when I started my new practice is I said, I'm going to start doing true informed consent. Patients are going to choose whether or not they want to vaccinate. They're going to know the risks and the benefits of each vaccine, what's in the vaccines, and what is the risk of dying from the disease for which we're vaccinating, and then they decide. Well, for hepatitis B, anybody with a sixth grade education can figure out that if mom doesn't have hepatitis B, their newborn isn't going to have sex or share dirty needles for IV drug use. They're not at risk. The risk is zero. Why would you inject this huge dose of aluminum? So basically, it's all in the book, The Vaccine-Friendly Plan, as far as how we do it. But you slow things way down, only one aluminum-containing vaccine at a time. NMR has to wait till age 3. That's very interesting. I know you just had Del Bigtree on, and they were talking about vaxxed. When I started my new practice, like I said, I'd already seen 4 cases of regression after the MMR. And yet, of course, the establishment is saying there's no link. So I just arbitrarily picked age 3 as possibly a safe time to give the MMR. I know that for some families there's probably no safe time. And in fact, for some families there's probably no safe vaccine. We need to also be considering risk factors. But when I set out in my new practice, we started delaying the MMR till at least age 3. And no hep A till later, no chickenpox till later, no rotavirus, no polio, because there's no polio in America. We did slowly do the Tdap, Hib, and Prevnar. Even though the risks of dying from those diseases is low, you still could lose your baby to those diseases. And most parents, or at least a significant proportion of parents, wanted that protection. So we have our data, and it's in the book, in the appendices. In the group of selectively Dr. Paul-approved vaccine plan patients, almost 1,100, 1,098 patients, we had no new autism and no new autism spectrum. We also had 238 unvaccinated children. They had no new autism or autism spectrum. And then in the more vaccinated group, we had 894 kids and 15 cases of autism or autism spectrum for a rate of about 1 in 60. Which is close to the going rate.
Right.
Now, I am not saying that vaccines cause autism. However, we have story after story where it's pretty clear it did, right? That's how you start in research, by doing case analysis. And the guest before me had a clear-cut case. There's no question those vaccines triggered autism in his son. And I've seen it myself, like I said, in many cases. Then what we need is data. And sadly, our CDC closed the door on the data, as Vaxxed points out. Vaxxed is a documentary, folks. If you have not seen it, if you're listening to this show, you need to go see that movie. Don't be dissuaded by the people who say it's propaganda. That's baloney.
Yeah.
It's purely a documentary about fraud at the CDC. What happened was they were commissioned, after the Wakefield studies that showed maybe there was a problem with MMR, our government commissioned the CDC to investigate this. Do the research. Let's see if there's a link between MMR and autism. They had their data at the end of 2002, and it showed a link, especially in African-American boys. They did not publish their data until 2004, when the article came out in the journal Pediatrics, which is the one most pediatricians read, saying there was no link. The Institute of Medicine came out with a huge report in 2005, and I remember reading this, and I was so upset because their references included not one single reference that pointed to problems with mercury or aluminum or too many vaccines too soon. It simply picks and picked the articles that supported what they wanted to say, which was that vaccines were safe and effective, and they made the ridiculous statement that no further research should be done. That's not how science works. We need to constantly be doing research because our environment is changing. With toxins, 1 plus 1 might equal 10. So just as the story of Weston was, where he was given vaccines that contained toxin, I think when he was vaccinated, there was probably aluminum and mercury. He was given Tylenol, the great amplifier of toxicity, and he was given many vaccines at one time, which also creates a lot of problems for getting rid of those toxins. What that doesn't even take into consideration what toxins he may have already had in his body, whether it's aspartame or GMO, pesticides, herbicides, flame retardants. There are so many things that are neurotoxic. We have to keep doing the research. My call is that we have got to insist that the research be done looking at unvaccinated and comparing them to vaccinated kids, just like we did for tobacco, and the answers will be crystal clear once we get those studies done.
Right. Very, very nice. Dr. Thompson, I want to bring on, Dr. Leonard Horowitz is probably chomping at the bit. So, Dr. Horowitz, I'm going to bring you on, and you've obviously also been listening to all discussions. I just want to hear your general opinion before I ask you all some more questions. So, Dr. Horowitz, please, you have the floor.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure. You have a great show here, Greg.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. I really appreciate all three of your guests tonight, and I'm going to lovingly and honorably disagree with some of the statements that were made, not in the context of anything really substantive, just from the point of having an important discussion that Robert De Niro wanted to have. Because I come from a very different perspective than your three guests tonight. First of all, I completely agree and I honor Del Bigtree and my good friend and colleague, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, for what they have done. The movie Vaxxed is outstanding. It's revolutionary and it is capacity to make a difference. So I completely, wholeheartedly agree. Everyone should see it. I want to also state, as I have previously, that Greg Wyatt's story with his son is devastating, and I hear it over and over again, and my heart is just fractured by this ongoing insanity and genocide. So my heart goes out, and I appreciate everything that he's doing. And I also want to thank Dr. Paul Thomas, who you just interviewed, and he said some really powerful, powerful revelations that have to do with a very honest and good physician who we need more of, people like this. So, but my position in bringing a discussion to these matters, first of all, I want to take exception to what Del Bigtree stated. He stated that the only naysayers are those who have not seen the film Vaxxed. And that just is not true at all. What is true is that there is a sophisticated counterintelligence, heavily paid propaganda network that is a protection racket for the drug companies. And because everything is mind control, media manipulation, that you would expect a multi-trillion dollar business to hire thugs, internet trolls, we call them pharma whores when they publish in the mainstream media. And this is what Sherry Kane, who's an investigative journalist, and I have exposed heavily. We've investigated heavily. I happened to be at the first screening of the film Vaxxed when Dr. Wakefield has presented it. And at that presentation, it was a conference off the shore of Mexico in the Riviera. The ship was infiltrated by counterintelligence propagandists, and we actually exposed them. You can go to the website waronwethepeople.com, waronwethepeople.com under the media tab, and you can go down and look at the articles there, and you'll find not only some extraordinary information about the Hearst Corporation. The September issue targeted me personally. There was a major article that was done to smear me, just like they had done to Dr. Wakefield. We exposed the agents and agencies that are conducting this targeted program to convince the American public that the great lie, vaccines are safe and effective. So that's number one. Number two, is that the statement by Mr. Wyatt that he believes that this is an economic stimulus for the economy, and there's no question that that is the truth. However, the exception that I have to that point is that the genocide is going to be devastating beyond measure, beyond historical account. It will affect every aspect of the American economy. American economy is already basically in the basement, and that the care necessary, the special education needs, the medical needs for all of these massive millions of children who are frankly autistic, but that doesn't account for the many, many more millions who have small to major degenerative diseases, everything from eczema and the autoimmune diseases that Dr. Thomas had talked about. We're witnessing a most disgusting suppression and genocidal impact of this vaccine issue. And then Dr. Thomas had said that he's seen this way too many times, and that's a quote, and he says that there are glitches in the practice, and he basically suggested that it might be wiser to wait for example, a hepatitis B vaccine to the teenage years. I am an expert in hepatitis B vaccine. I studied that most intimately. My book, it's a 550-page book. It's a national bestseller. It's called Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. And it deals mostly with the hepatitis B vaccine. I've published in a couple medical journals my whole thesis, and that is peer review. And that the first hepatitis B vaccine, actually hepatitis used to be called the Australian antigen, AUAG, that's the silver and gold, it's symbols for silver and gold. And it is the actual study of hepatitis B, the origin of it. We never had hepatitis A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We have a whole alphabet soup now of hepatitis viruses and vaccines that came out of laboratories. And I studied those labs, and I reported on those labs and what they did. And it was, in fact, the hepatitis B vaccine that was given to gay men in New York City, blacks in Central Africa, and Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children in 1972 through 1974 that triggered the international AIDS pandemic. That's where we got AIDS. And I testify, swear in a Bible, and the documented evidence that I would bring is shocking and very compelling. So I would also take exception to Dr. Thomas's statement that I'm not saying vaccines cause autism, end quote. Now, that's really what Dr. Wakefield says. That's what Del Bigtree says. That's what probably a lot of other people who are very educated, very honorable, very loving and compassionate people are saying. And as a behavioral science expert, Harvard degreed, I can tell you that there's something wrong with that mentality. And so I have a film that's coming out just right now, really, the screening first premiere, and it's been honored by the World International Film Festival on November 1st in Los Angeles at the Crest Theater at the feature time 7 to 9 p.m. in the evening. It's a red carpet, honorable, official selection of my film. It's called Unvaxxed, a docu-commentary for Robert De Niro, in which I go into these agents and agencies that are committing the manipulation of the mass mind that causes people that are honorable and intelligent, such as Dr. Thomas, to make the statement that says, I'm not saying vaccines cause autism, when you see, and he tells you over and over again, he's seeing this association. And so that amounts to a violation of what's called common sense.
Dr. Horowitz, I did say that vaccines have caused autism in my practice, and I gave you the data.
Yeah. No, listen, we're having a friendly discussion here.
Okay, but you've twice misquoted me. I mean, yes, I said that, but yes, I also said I've seen it in my own eyes, in my patients, and it's in my data, it's in my book.
Well, I am quoting you. You did say, quote, I've seen vaccines cause autism.
So, all right, I misspoke. How's that?
So, gentlemen, Dr. Horowitz, hold on. We're up against a break, you guys, and this is a great discussion. We got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're talking about vaccines, and when we come back, I do want to address that question. Do vaccines, in your opinion, all of you, cause autism or not? We're going to answer that question when we come right back after these messages.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Hey, are you sleeping alone again because you're snoring? You can't wear your CPAP and you have a lot of fatigue? We treat these problems with a mouthpiece that has 5 FDA certifications. Call the Beverly Hills Center for Snoring for a no-charge consultation at 310-550-9119. That's 310-550-9119.
Are you tired of the old bait and switch when you're buying auto insurance online? May I interest you in a conversation with an actual human being regarding your insurance needs? If so, call HVH Insurance Services at 888-498-4495. HVH Insurance specializes in auto, home, and business insurance. For honesty, integrity, and a personal relationship with your broker, pick up the phone today and call HVH at 888-498-4495 or log on to hvhins.com. That's hvhins.com.
Ready for a breakfast combo that'll make your taste buds sing? Try Norm's Fruit-Topped Hotcake Serenade. 2 light and fluffy buttermilk hotcakes made from scratch with the freshest ingredients. The Fruit-Topped Hotcake Serenade comes with your choice of strawberries, blueberries, or cinnamon-spiced apples. Served with 2 farm-fresh eggs, 2 strips of hickory-smoked bacon, 2 sausage links, and crisp golden hash browns. Starting at just $7.99 for a limited time only. Morning, noon, or night, breakfast is always right. It's the Norm. Normsrestaurants.com. Open 24/7.
Hi, this is Mike O'Brien, CEO of Postings.com. With 50,000 job boards online, how can you possibly know where to post your jobs? You can't, but we do. Postings.com has built our A-plus rating from the BBB by helping businesses post jobs, save time and money, and find amazing people. Whether you're looking for one new employee or dozens, we help you find the most talented candidates while keeping your business compliant with state and federal laws. Check us out at BBB.org. Then post your jobs today at postings.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 of its highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as on campus from wherever you are. Learn more by texting CLASS to 369-369.
My name is Jonathan. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my major is communications.
ASU has helped me with my life goals and the fact that it's giving me a platform to stand upon and provided me a firm foundation. The degree program fit wonderfully with how and what I wanted to do with my life.
Find out for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU 5th in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Get started today. Text CLASS to 369-369. Again, that's CLASS to 369-369.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-700-1821. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-700-1821. That's 1-800-700-1821.
Introducing Truly Spiked and Sparkling Water. It tastes like sparkling water, but with a refreshing twist. 5% alcohol, light fruit taste, simple ingredients, and 100 calories. Truly refreshing.
Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Mass. Please drink responsibly.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
If you're about to paint, you're about to save. That's if you come into the Home Depot, where the best paints and best brands are now at even lower prices. Premium paints and stains, even rollers, trays, and tape. The Home Depot has lowered the price on over 300 items throughout the paint department, like top-rated award-winning Behr paint and primers, starting at just $23.97. Whatever you're painting, your project has never been more affordable. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hey, guys, all right, here we go. Let's avoid the P word, please. Take one.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, we'll find out how many more Trump women were grabbed in the collar by Gloria Allred and dragged out to a press conference.
Sorry about that, John.
Live and local, right after Psycho Mike and Dr. Drew on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And I am back, and I know they just gave out the numbers, but I can tell you this discussion we're having tonight, we're probably not going to be able to get to any calls. Please email at painmd2012@gmail.com. That's painmd2012@gmail.com. And put some questions there. We can always get them answered later. I want to bring everybody back on. Dr. Horowitz, Dr. Thomas, Greg Wyatt. And here's the question I think that everybody wants to know. Parents listening, they want to know one thing. Are any vaccines safe? And before you guys answer, I'm going to have Dr. Thomas answer this first. When we think about vaccines, I think all of us, I think there's no debate that there's too many given, especially at too young of an age. But there are many people, I think there's a groundswell of people that now believe, not just lay persons, but even many in the medical profession, that are leaning towards or believe that all vaccines at this point are not safe or not 100% safe. So, Dr. Thomas, what is your answer to that? When someone asks you, if a parent asks you, are vaccines, any vaccine safe for my child, what is your answer to them?
Well, I would say it's much like I would answer, are antibiotics safe? Although I think vaccines are probably a lot more dangerous than antibiotics. There is no perfect antibiotic. Every single antibiotic has side effects. And this is true with vaccines. There is no perfect vaccine. Every vaccine has side effects and potential side effects. So it always comes down to risk-benefit analysis. And I think you know, for a lot of people, the risks, certainly the CDC schedule is ridiculously risky. But if you look at any given vaccine, and this is the discussion I have when I do informed consent, many patients are opting out of all of them altogether because, you know, there is no perfectly safe vaccine.
Well, let me you mentioned antibiotics, and I think the difference when you said that to me, that what pops in my head is the difference is that if someone has an infection already, there's already a real risk that they could have a problem if they don't take an antibiotic. So in that case, I could see the taking the risk. But in the case of a vaccines, when we're vaccinating children with diseases that don't even exist in this country, and then let alone the mercury or the aluminum and all these other chemicals, that's where I'm leaning more towards people saying, well, maybe we just don't vaccinate the children at all, let alone the legislation for forcing adults to be vaccinated every year for flu and this type of thing. Well, let me skip to that real quick, because we could go on for hours, because we only have about 15, 17 minutes left. But what's your opinion on adults for forced flu vaccines every year? Do you have any information on that?
I am absolutely against all mandates for vaccines.
Okay.
This is we're drifting very close to police state type powers, and it just has no place in a free country. I helped found Oregonians for Medical Freedom. I'm on the board for Physicians for Informed Consent. We have got to get away from this concept that doctor knows best, or even worse, the government knows best. I mean, that's just insane. Your body should be yours to do with what you wish, and the same goes for your children. So absolutely no mandatory vaccines ever, basically.
And Dr. Horowitz, what is your thoughts on the man? Do you think any vaccine is safe at this point?
Absolutely not. And I wouldn't take any vaccines. My mother, by the way, died of the flu vaccine. She was one of the first people to die of the 1976 swine flu vaccine. But that's not really what got me into this whole issue. I mentioned my research in HIV/AIDS. But I think the most important point, Greg, that I could actually leave everyone considering is the fact that most of even our good guys out there, intelligent people out there, are doing the same thing, saying because of fear, because of insecurity about what the mainstream media, the meme that Greg Wyatt talked about. The meme is that vaccines are safe and effective. The fact is, as Dr. Thomas just mentioned, there's no definitive risk-benefit analysis, cost-benefit analysis. They have, but they suppress data, and the risk-benefit, the risks far outweigh the benefits when you realize the data that they've suppressed. It means that you don't have a safe and effective vaccine program. The issue is what's called psychoscotoma, and I've made up the term because in medicine, it's a blind spot in vision. A scotoma is where you can't see something. It's right in front of your face, but it's a blind spot. It's an inability of insight into. And that is what the mainstream media and the academic propaganda has caused within us, and even our top physicians, our top researchers, that are holding on to this false belief that there are some vaccines perhaps that are good, or that there's good risk-benefit analysis out there, or that if we simply, like Dr. Wakefield has been saying, divide the MMR vaccine into single vaccines, then we're going to be okay. Wrong. Genocide. In fact, that is, and I can tell you this, and I say this as an expert in behavioral science, my Harvard degree initially is in media persuasion technologies research and development, and I can tell you that everyone has been persuaded into this degenerative and damaging belief that we can believe in the CDC, the doctors that have learned, that the science is out there that proves these things, and I'm telling you, it doesn't. So it comes down to, in law, what's called Occam's razor analysis, which deals with common sense, that if physicians see time and time again these children, and let's say it's 1 in 65 now, that's sufficient to raise huge flags, because you're looking at a frank, total behavioral, devastating disease in 1 in 65 from just one vaccine of 60-some-odd vaccines that they're administering, MMR, and now you've got to realize you've got to compound that damage, and now you really have a huge problem. And people have got to wake up, come out of their fear, come out of this this false belief that we can trust the people that have brainwashed us, dumbed us down, miseducated us, and we've got to, thereby, that's diagnosis, that is seeing through to the root of this disorder that we're witnessing, and treatment can only be administered with effective diagnosis. The treatment here is not simply abstention from vaccination. We have got to look at the revolving doors between the pharmaceutical cartel and the CDC and the FDA. We've got to look at how regulatory capture has captured not just those organizations that we depend on for our health and safety, but the media. And we're witnessing it with the presidential campaign, as you mentioned. This is disgusting, it's despicable, and worse than that, it's genocidal. It's demonic, as Greg Wyatt absolutely correctly stated. We are looking at evil. Absolute power and money corrupts absolutely. This is criminal psychopathology that is degenerating society and people's health. So that's really all I have to say, Greg.
You said a lot.
that's
you said
all.
A lot. Greg, I want to get you back in here for a minute. I heard you on a there was a YouTube video I saw of you, and you basically said that there was no such thing as autism, that it was only vaccine damaged children. Is that what you said, and is that what you believe?
Absolutely. I think autism is just a label for vaccine damage. Vaccines are totally unnecessary. Back when the polio virus came out, it was caused not by a virus, it was caused by Paris Green, which was an insecticide that affected the nervous system and your muscle coordination. And so there's this parroting of this same idealism over and over and over. And if you tell a lie long enough, people start believing it to be truth. You have to remember one thing. It's such a great misconception that our bodies are unable to protect ourselves from disease unless we inject toxins into our bodies. On the contrary, when we're given the proper nutrition, the supplements, rest, exercise, sunshine, and avoid these toxic chemicals, because our bodies possess a God-given innate ability to heal and to protect and to maintain our optimal health even when the threat of infection is present.
So
God did not create our bodies to be injected with toxins to prevent us from getting toxin damage.
So Greg, I'm gonna assume that you also believe that no vaccines are safe at this point.
Absolutely. They're totally unnecessary. They're not safe. They're not effective. In my personal opinion, and I've lived this for almost two decades now, there is nothing that is sane about this whole vaccine scam.
Okay.
Nothing whatsoever. And that's why I say it's a stimulus program. If we did not have all these toxins being injected into us, creating all of these autoimmune disorders, creating all of this damage, hospitals would be going out of business.
Well,
insurance companies would be going out of business. Our economy would be totally different. And here's one thing I want to point out, is that if the truth ever comes out about vaccines causing all of these problems, the general public is going to go into martial law, civil unrest. because the public has been lied to systematically for decades.
Yes.
People have died. Yeah. Children have died. Lives have been destroyed. And it's all because we trust the powers that be to make the right decisions. But believe me, they are not the friends you think they are.
Well, Greg, I mean, look, you're preaching to the choir on that one. I think we have seen, it's not even an opinion. We know that the FDA and the CDC have lied to us before in the past. We only have a few minutes left. There's two things I want to do. I mean, we have, everyone's saying you got to take at least one call. We're going to take a call here in a minute, but I do want to say that I think what, and I'll let Dr. Thomas speak for himself in a minute, but I do think there are still parents out there that, regardless of watching, if they watch the film Vaxxed or whatever, there are still some parents that feel like that they want to vaccinate their children for whatever reasons they have. And I think that what Dr. Thomas does offer is an alternative for parents that do want to vaccinate their children. But again, I'll let him talk about that here in a minute. I want to bring on a call here. We have Monique. Monique, you are a teacher. That's what it says here on the prompter here, that you've seen autism. Monique, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm a guest teacher within LAUSD, actually. I'm also in the entertainment business. But I do teaching in special ed, and I have seen an increase in autism. I do believe that toxins definitely affect one, especially if you're taking so many as a small child, and, you know, it's practically infant stage. But I did hear about the film Vaxxed, and I have a bumper sticker on my car, and unfortunately there's been people that have looked at it and say that, you know, that's fake. There's no proof for it, and I always try to state something nicely factual, but it kind of goes over their head.
Well, Monique, that's why there are films. I mean, we've experienced the same thing with American Addict, and that's why I say look at the film, and then people can decide for themselves. Well, let me ask you this very quickly. Do you have children of your own?
I do not, but my children are, I'm a big-time activist. In fact, my question was, I just became a presidential write-in elector candidate for Bernie Sanders, and I would like to know, because I don't believe he's really on the tip with this vaccine topic. I really love him, but who is behind this politically in our election, and how can we make the politicians really care about this issue? And I understand it's power and money and whatnot, but can you give us some tips?
Yeah, and I'm going to, Monique, thank you for the call. I'm going to let you hang up and listen. I want to say one thing about that, and Dr. Horowitz said it earlier. You follow the money. I think Del Bigtree said the same thing. Look at where the candidates are getting their funding, and we know that whether you're Democratic or Republican, historically they're both parties are getting tons of money from the pharmaceutical industry. But this year it's clear that it is Hillary Clinton getting the money from the pharmaceutical companies in general. We don't have enough time. That's another discussion. I want to wrap this up, because we have three people I want to give the last word here. And in 1 minute, Dr. Thomas, I want you to basically sum up your book. And I think I said if there are people that do want to vaccinate, that this may be a good schedule. So I'll let you speak that for yourself.
Perfect. Thank you. So the vaccine-friendly plan was born out of the realization that vaccines are causing a lot of trouble. I do have a child in my practice who has full-blown autism and has never gotten a vaccine. Her parents never got vaccines. They lived clean. The whole complicated issue is that it's toxins, toxins, toxins. Just like Greg Wyatt was saying, if you can eat healthy, get all your nutrients, avoid toxins, the body has an immune system in almost everybody that will do just fine. But for those parents who are really scared with the CDC schedule, they're starting to wake up to this issue, but they're not quite ready to go no vaccines at all. This book is a great guide, because it'll take you from first chapter all about toxins, to what to do in pregnancy, to what to do for the newborn, which is no, don't do any vaccines while you're pregnant. Don't do the Hep B as a newborn. And then I guide you through what's going to happen at those doctor visits at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 1 year, et cetera, all the way to the teen years. And it's way more than just vaccines. This is a book that will guide you on pretty much what you need to eat, how to raise kids. And for I know most of the people that were on the panel today are staunch anti-vaccine folks, and I understand you, and I'm not, we're actually closer than you might believe to how we feel once you get enough information. But people have a process, you know, when you've been brainwashed, like our former speakers have said, there's a process you have to go through to waking up. And as you're waking up, you need science and you need information. And so my book has over 300 references, peer-reviewed journal references that will at least guide people to make scientifically based decisions.
And how can they get it?
Go through that information.
How can they get the book, Dr. Thomas? How can they get it?
Oh, it's on Amazon. It's in all major bookstores.
Okay, that the book is called The Vaccine-Friendly Plan, written by you and Dr. Jennifer Margolis, who we really appreciate her work, too. She's been on the show. And Dr. Horowitz, how can people get in touch with what you do in your work?
Well, thank you. Yes, you can go to medicalveritas.org, and we have a number of articles on vaccinations on medical. Veritas, that's veritas.org, and our email address is on there. And again, looking forward to seeing you and anyone else who is interested, pro and con on the vaccine issue. Please see the film Vaxxed. Please see the book, the film also Unvaxxed, a docu-commentary for Robert De Niro. My book, if you're really interested in looking at the origin of HIV/AIDS, and it's linked to the vaccine industry, it's called Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, and it is on CureShop.com as well as on Amazon. CureShop is spelled C-U-R-E-S-H-O-P-P-E. Thank you so much, Greg.
Thank you. Thanks for being on. And Greg,
thank you very much.
Thank you guys for all being on. And Greg, before you go here, how can I think I've been to your website, theautismnews.com. Is that correct?
No, my the way to get in touch with me is through Facebook. It's Greg Wyatt, GREGWYATT. That's the best way to take a look at the what I do. I'm the founder of our vaccinesafe.org, and the way I approach people is I don't come off as as an anti-vaxxer. I come off as pro-education. I encourage people to do their own research and make their own decisions, because if they do, they can make an informed choice.
And
it's that simple.
I 100% agree with that. Greg, listen, thank you for being on tonight. I want to thank all the guests tonight. Del Bigtree from producer of Vaxxed. We had Dr. Paul Thomas on from the book Vaccine Friendly Plan. And as always, Dr. Leonard Horowitz has been on, and he gave you several ways to get in touch with him. All this will be on our website and on the podcast, as you can hear if you've missed anything, on drgregorysmith.com. That's drgregorysmith.com. A couple things. We are 8 to 10. Next week, we are going to be preempted again because the Kings are playing on Saturday night again. But when we come back the following week, we are going to do a full 2-hour show on all things the election that you do not hear on the mainstream. That is the details about voter fraud. That is the fact that there are electronic voting machines that are easily hacked. That is these polls that you hear all the time about, oh, Hillary's ahead by 10 points or Trump's ahead in another poll by 4 points. What really is going on with those polls? Do you actually know how many people that they're polling? Do you know how many of those people that are polling are of what minority, what race, how many of them are Democrat versus Republican? You can make data look any way you want it to look. And that's the kind of thing that we want to expose when we do that show. And when you're done listening to that show, I think you will have a clear-cut picture of who you should vote for. This has been Truth, Medicine, and Politics. Dr. Gregory A. Smith, it was a beautiful thing. I will see you in 2 weeks on Saturday night.
Truth, Medicine, and Politics was a sponsored show, and the views expressed on the show were solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily agree with or endorse.
This show furnished by Red Pill Medical.